So would it be really inappropriate if I invited you into this commentary, Harknell, by offering you to partake of my love eggs? You have no idea how to reply to that, do you?
No, I don't.
None.
Especially
None
since
whatsoever.
This is, especially since this is the first commentary we're going to record for an actual comic, for the first actual
There's no
comic.
Eggs in this comic. Maybe egg beaters. But, yeah. You know, I don't go for that okay. light shit anymore. You know, I hear it gives some children diarrhea, so I have to be careful.
Okay. Well, just for those people rushing into the room right now, this is, of course, for Not Ass Monkey, Ass Monkey, the first actual comic for Onizumi.com.
Yes. This comic was supposed to be kind of a developmental thing for the characters. And really, at this point, I was toying around with, you know, trying to figure out, again, how to draw the characters, how to draw them, and meet deadlines, that kind of bullshit. And more just, you know, kind of seeing how the characters would interact with each other. And I know that might sound weird if, I don't know if other people work like me, but in my head, like, once I draw something, it sort of, and when I draw it, it's almost like the, ow, sorry, I hit the microphone.
That's okay.
They, it's almost like they interact together like people. So, you know, you have to figure out that little balance and then go with it. And I wasn't really completely confident at this point. So this is a very basic comic. I didn't know how to use Photoshop yet.
Well, yeah, I mean, but one of the things I think is somewhat interesting is from the teaser to this one, your representation of Onizumi changes.
Yeah. The style changed drastically. And you're going to see up until about like, from the beginning to comic, like, what, 120, 130, you're going to see a drastic style change. I think I level out, like, around 130, and then you notice, like, I change, you know, but it's like, you know, I'll change every 10 comics or 20 comics. You know, it won't be, like, a constant, like, fight to kind of figure out how to draw it. Once I hit, like, 130, I kind of had a basic thing down. But, yeah, I mean, there's not really too much to say. We didn't do a commentary for teaser, did we?
No, this is actually the first one. We're going to go back and do some of the others later.
Yeah, we recorded stuff that didn't really make it to final take on that.
No,
so
no.
I forgot
we'll
that
do
I hadn't
another
said.
One. We'll do teaser later on, but I wanted to do...
This one has a problem I had early on, which is like I didn't understand how to use fonts. That is not Comic Sans MS. That is actually Chronicles of a Hero that I'm using in that one. But if you don't really know fonts, you're going to maybe think it's Comic Sans MS, but I have to, you know, clarify that I never made that mistake. You know, using Comic Sans MS is kind of like, okay, when you were a kid, did you ever go to Chuck E. Cheese? Yeah? You went to Chuck E. Cheese? Okay. So you sit in those little multicolored ball things, right? And then you take a really big shit. That's what Comic Sans MS is. It's like shitting in the Chuck E. Cheese ball hut.
Yeah, I never did that.
Dude, I never did that. My parents are too fucking cheap to take me to Chuck E. Cheese. You know when I went to Chuck E. Cheese? I went to Chuck E. Cheese when I was like, what, 9 or 10? No, I had to have been like 10 with Miscellanea from the forum, my best friend. Hi, Miscellanea. How's it going in Korea? Anyway, we went together with her little brother and we were like, fuck this. And he's probably listening too. Hi, I'm sorry. We didn't mean to ditch you and run around, but we did. And we won a lot of prizes. I won this, like... Actually, I forget what the fuck
Welcome
I won.
Welcome to the
it was
commentary
stupid.
On our visit to Chuck E. Cheese.
No, I'm serious. Chuck E. Cheese was fucking hot. We got kicked out. They were like, you're too old. You're too old. And I'm like,
this is
dude,
the part of
you.
The commentary paid for by Chuck E. Cheese Industries.
I was like, look, if my parents had taken me to Chuck E. Cheese when I was like 6, I would have, like, you know, not been here now. But my parents
I'd like
didn't.
To believe this is probably more illuminating to what actually happens and why the comic is as it is than an actual commentary
oh,
about
on,
the
now,
first
Oh, come on. You understand.
One.
You've never been to Chuck E. Cheese.
No, I haven't been to Chuck E. Cheese.
Why don't we go this weekend?
Okay. Well,
no,
anyway.
I'm serious. I'll fucking break a kid. I'd be like, get the fuck out of my balls. Get this kid out of my fucking multicolored balls, man.
Uh-huh.
Got to be keeping it real.
Well, I guess talking about where the ass hat came from and where Ass Monkey came from are not quite as interesting as Chuck E. Cheese.
I never... Dude.
Oh, you might want to address the who the heck Ass Monkey is question that we get every single
email. Everyone asks me who Ass Monkey
is.
If you ask me who Ass Monkey is, Ass Monkey's you. Oh, no, I don't really mean that. I'm too nice. Actually, Ass Monkey is nobody. kind of like an everyman character, I guess. He's sort of... Maybe he's me. Is he me?
No, I don't think he's you, but he could be part of you, I guess, maybe.
Maybe my left nipple. Ass Monkey's maybe. My left nipple.
Yeah, well, it could... I think, in general, Ass Monkey turns out to be more of the forces that seem to, you know, act against you in the world kind of thing.
I had that problem yesterday in the bathroom. Actually, no, I didn't.
You're killing me.
What? Hey, you said I could say whatever I wanted.
Oh, no. These commentaries are perfectly right off the hook.
Dude, are we going to keep this take?
Probably.
Dude, no way.
Why not?
Fuck.
Now, okay. This is not really supposed to be the time to talk about this one, but you know the origins of that phrase, kill me now, don't make me linger? You're getting an insight into that phrase.
Oh, son of a bitch.
From reality, kids.
Son of a fucking bitch.
Anyway, just addressing a few points about the actual comic, just to get that in there.
What does
the whole
this have
thing
to do with me shitting in your oatmeal tomorrow morning?
Anyway.
He doesn't even eat oatmeal. He's too lazy.
No, I don't eat oatmeal in the morning.
He eats puss meal. Hey, I didn't say mine. That would have been
CMI. Well, Stickfoot's cat is, you know, when no.
I tried to eat my own pussy once. It hurt. Ow, my back. Ow, my back.
Any learning value from these commentaries has obviously gone entirely out the window. But anyway, the last thing I think would be the, you know, just talking about how this comic, how you feel this comic set up the whole rest of the series, if there's anything that you think you would go back and do differently, if you could, obviously.
If I could do it differently?
Yeah.
I'd magically learn Photoshop, because at this point, I didn't know how Photoshop worked. I didn't know how any of this shit worked. So, yeah. I don't know. I would not have written this comic now. I wouldn't have.
What do you mean? Like, you would have written it differently, or you just don't like the comic itself?
Well, first off, Ass Monkey, and, like, what is that, panel 2? I can't quite see it from where I'm at, but I think it's panel 2. He's, like, coming down from the upper right of the
No, that's the first panel, actually.
First panel?
Yeah, he's
the
leaning
out.
Side. Yeah, he's going, when the hell are you going to get this comic up?
Yeah, well, Ass Monkey would have had a full body shot, and I don't mean, like, come. I mean, like, you know, he would have been standing there. Because he has a little neck and hand thing, because I didn't know how to draw his body yet. I was having difficulty with, you know, the monkey anatomy. And maybe the monkey was too much a man for me, but, you know, I couldn't draw him very well. It sucks when you're just like, fuck, I can't draw my own characters.
Well, I think a lot of people, we've had people come up to us at cons who actually say, you know, that they have a hard time keeping, you know, the same kind of character.
Yeah, it just comes with practice. I mean, and I, like I said, it took me till about, like, what, 1:30 to get there.
Well, yeah, I think that's the other lesson to be learned by this particular comic is, you know, a lot of people expect that when they launch, you know, they come up to us and ask us, you know, starting off a comic, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, well, you know, I don't feel like I know what I'm doing yet, blah, blah. Well, you know what? I think the one thing I would take from this particular comic and you know, just going back and looking at this is start someplace, learn as you're going, and you'll develop. There's nothing to be ashamed about to start off somewhere and then move up.
Yeah, and don't be afraid of, like, you know, criticism. I don't find it difficult to criticize people's comics because I keep it positive, but I think some people are really afraid of what people are going to say about them. And, like, if somebody is such an asshole to criticize you when you're, you know, negatively or meanly, when you're not even up to, like, comic 100 yet, they can fucking suck my balls, really. I mean, what kind of fucking shit is that? Seriously, yeah. give you a chance to give somebody a chance.
Things need
to
develop naturally, and you know that when you have a body of work, then you can go back. And if you haven't progressed, maybe you should look at that. But otherwise, you know, just let it go, do it, and then you know you'll get someplace. You know,
yeah.
We just passed 250 recently, and we're going to be going till 2,500. So,
yeah, I mean, I have seen some comics that have gone up into like you know 100, 200, 300, and this is the only thing that does bother me. Like, I think everybody can progress, but I have seen, you know, some that just violate actual, I don't know, laws of how you should produce an image. Like, I'll see people that'll do it really tiny in 72 DPI and then transform it up really big so it gets blurry and that kind of thing. That kind of thing, like, it's important to, you know, kind of make sure that you're, if your image is all blurry and fuzzy and fucked up, make sure that you figure that out.
Well, that's, yeah.
Because that's like a foundation.
Obviously.
Does that make sense in the context of this conversation? I'm thinking about
X-rated
shit, so I can't.
I think that it's the case is maybe getting some basic tutorials and understanding where you're going to go with your comic, you know, in terms of like being able to print it out. That's where like going to our site or some other sites that have Photoshop tutorials or business tutorials would be a good idea. So at least get some idea about where you want to use, you know, your images later.
Yeah, and of course we're always available and we have the tutorials set up, you know, specifically for if people need help with that.
Well, anyway, so I guess this sounds like we're kind of near the end of this, whatever this was.
Yeah, and I know my people over at Harknell.com complained that I didn't swear enough in the last one.
Oh, so, you swore enough this time.
So this fuck was for you. Shadowboxer, okay. This fuck was for you.
Yep, indeed. Okay, well, this is Harknell signing off.
Chicks. Oh, yeah, this is me signing off.
And thank you for listening to our first comic commentary about our first comic.
Yep, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.